launching into hour number two of the program. You can
free Abe and Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls, we'll talk to Bile in New Jersey on the Amp Line. Hello, Bile.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Bile. Hey, Biles. Good meeting you at the Liberty Forum.
It was good talking with you and Glenn Jacobs and Michael Mann.
A lot of fun. Michael Manna, I believe, is the other wrestler.
Manna.
Yes. So what's on your mind tonight?
Just calling about talking about Godwin's Law.
Godwin's Law. Can you bring our listeners up to speed that might just be tuning in? What is Godwin's Law, supposedly?
Okay. To quote Wikipedia, but this is a quote of the original Usenet post from Mike Godwin in 1990. Says the law.
Wow, this goes way back.
Quote. Yes, it's back in old Usenet days.
The okay.
This quote, as a Usenet discussion grows longer, the probability of a comparison involving Nazis or Hitler approaches one. So that's all it says.
Oh, so Godwin's law doesn't specify that he who invokes Hitler loses. That was added later?
Yeah, it says references to Godwin's law often actually refer to a corollary of which determines that, or of it, which determines that the person who first makes an unwarranted reference to Nazi Germany or Hitler in an argument loses that argument automatically. But that's just, you know, a side thing that was added later.
Sounds like you should use Mussolini or Lenin or Stalin instead, that's all.
So Godwin's law essentially says that the longer an internet debate goes on, the more likely someone will invoke Nazi Germany.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for clearing that up.
If it goes on long enough,
right,
someone will
that's
invoke
funny.
Hitler.
Yeah. Anything else on your mind tonight, Bile?
Maybe the whole Travis family thing.
This is the horse theft. Some of our listeners and Free Staters, Brian Travis and his family, had their horses stolen from them. Did you have an update?
Not an update so much, but I noticed on so I have my blog. I was noticing that there were referrals from some web forum, turned out to be a horse web forum, where they had posted a link to my blog referring some story about the Travis family.
Mm-hmm.
And they were making rather silly comments about my online handle, Bile,
okay,
which isn't after, you know, stomach bile. It's after a Celtic god. And so I went and corrected them. And then posted a couple other comments regarding some things that they were saying that were incorrect and just asking them some questions. And being that I'm a former horse owner for over a decade and my family has had horses and all kinds of animals for years, these people are like just as nuts as I remember them. The horse owners are a clique and it's just, they just won't listen to anything, you know, it just amazes me.
So these people believe that the government did the right thing here. They will side with the state no matter what, whatever your counterclaims are.
Yeah, I mean, some of them were willing to listen. I mean, they were attacking the idea of property rights as discussed on the NH Underground forums. But some of them would just go to ad hominem attacks, making fun of my handle or
mm-hmm.
just rather petty things. And it's getting to a point where they're yelling at me for bringing up property rights, saying it's not a podium for my political beliefs, but they're the one bringing up property rights, and then I'm just responding to them.
Sounds like they don't have much.
It's a complete losing battle. I guess I just have too much time on my hands.
Yeah, my experience is talking good sense to people online really is just
a waste.
It's a complete waste of time. Not complete.
Yeah.
Largely a waste of time.
This is true. I've seen some successes. I've seen some online conversions, but I don't know what the ratio of successes to failures is.
It's going to be the first number is going to be two or three digits, and the last number is going to be one.
All you, can really do is throw the pot of bile, so to speak, back in their lap.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
You know, by asking them a good question, instead of trying to tell them what the situation is. That's the only way you can get through to people like that, is ask
Yeah, but then they won't
questions.
Answer the question.
Well, then at least you won then, I guess, right?
You only get to, nobody gives the prize out. There's no trophy at the end of this.
Right.
So, you know, when I win, I win in my own mind. Well, I
get a booby prize.
I was already doing pretty well in my own mind. Thanks very much. I didn't need to win with these, you know, fanatical horse people.
But you know something? Even if they don't answer, other people read that and they see that these people have no answer. And
that's
just,
true.
So I think I've always done that. It's been very effective. Just ask questions because questions are what get people the truth. And then they think it was their idea when they discover it rather than your idea.
If you can get them to believe that they came up with the solution, then it's a lot more valuable. I agree with that.
Now we're getting into the arena where I just don't particularly like to write little essays and respond to people, and you know their response gets longer than mine gets longer than theirs gets longer than mine gets longer, and then I'm to the point where I'm
you spend an afternoon.
I just don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. I've got I'd much rather get on here. If you've got some guts, call me at 1-800-259-9231, and we can talk about it on the air. I'd like to do that, but, you know, stand here, to sit here all day and type back and forth to you and then maybe with the hopes that somebody might hear it, I already know that there's about 500,000 people here.
So that'll this be fine is a lot more fun, too.
So, Bile, you've been following the Travis horse theft case pretty carefully on your blog. Is that right?
Yeah, I've been trying to, rather neutrally. Like I said, I'm a former horse owner, or at least my family was. I had horses growing up.
Me too.
And my family owns a farm animal feed store. And so we have lots of customers who have horses and emus and cows and pigs and all kinds of things. And I've been witness to SPCA seizures of animals.
Hmm.
So for me, being an animal lover and having horses and knowing how much of a pain they can be, I've been very cautious. I mean, I still disagree with what occurred, but there's a very fine line with public relations with animals and knowing how sort of crazy the horse people can be. And so I've been trying to be very calm, and that's why we were having that tit-for-tat on NH Underground, Ian, because I felt that this was needed to be handled carefully. And I've been asking Brian some questions, but I think he's too busy to get back to me, though. The OTN videos answered a lot of them.
Yeah, I was going to plug that. Obscure Truth, Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, was up till, I think, 10 a.m. yesterday working in his editing booth, cranking out a couple of 7-10-minute long videos, two-parter, and you can see those over at obscuredtruth.com. They're interviews with Brian Travis and his wife about what happened to really get their side of it with footage of the remaining horses, which is what a lot of people were asking for. And so Sam really put it together, and I think he did a pretty good job with it. So you can head over to obscuredtruth.com, and you can see those videos for free. So there you go.
I think what the unfortunate thing for the Travises is that the animals are a little thin, and so even though there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, it looks bad, especially for those horse people, and they're going to make a big deal out of that. They're going to make a big deal.
You mean the horses in that video were thin? I couldn't. I mean, I don't see horses on a regular basis. They looked fine to me. What do I know, though?
And there are legitimate reasons for that. They are in some cases. A couple of them were slightly thin, but again, like after a move, after a long winter, you know, and given the fact that, like Heidi said, well, we give them hay all the time, but not necessarily grain all the time. Now, that's fine normally, but the horse people make a huge deal out of that. They make a huge deal out of the damaged, you know, okay, New Hampshire had a rather bad ice storm. Well, they don't take that into account for, you know, the shelters being kind of messed up or the fences being kind of messed up.
Right.
So
you're supposed to get out there in, 10 below weather and put these shelters back together, which likely are, you know, the roofs are still intact. I mean, you know, how warm is a three-sided shelter anyway? It's not like it's heated. It just keeps the wind out. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know how damaged these things were, but I can't imagine. I helped build them, so I know that they couldn't be too damaged because, you know, maybe there's a rip in the roof. Does that mean that the whole roof is of no value anymore?
These horse nuts sound like the kind of people that would be upset at me for withholding food from my kitty until he does tricks for me. I mean, they would probably call that cruel. I thank you for the call, Bile. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Sound like these obsessive types that they only believe that you should be 110% pampering your animals and anything else, and anything else below that, they get very upset about. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
America's legendary sports car endurance classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. See Audi, Porsche, BMW, Corvette, Ferrari, and Mazda. The epic sports car battle of the year. And there's more. Live music, car displays, beach volleyball, the Boner Custom Rods Bikini Contest, and mixed martial arts exhibition fights. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of racing action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For tickets and information, visit SebringRaceway.com or call 800-626-RACE. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all. March 18th through the 21st. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free, and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, including the bulletin board system, over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you've got a business and you do billing, it's likely that you've got some outstanding bills out there, and they're just laying around. Some can be years old, and you haven't done anything about it because you got into business to do whatever it was you're doing, whether it's chiropractic or plumbing or whatever service sort of business out there that you might have. SACL CAI will take care of those old accounts that you have, get you some money for them, and you'll be supporting the main sponsor of the show, SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the page on the right-hand side.
800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Keith in Connecticut. Keith is on the AMP line. Hello, Keith.
How's it going, guys? Hey, thanks for having me.
What's on your mind tonight, Keith? Go ahead.
You guys are pretty effective communicators, and I was kind of wondering what your thoughts on the slow manipulation of the language that we share.
Well, you'd have to be specific.
Yeah, specifically, 19th century or economic liberalism and how it changed over, I guess, basically a century to the current modern liberalism, which is essentially growth of government and fascism.
It's true. I mean, what you're saying is true. The libertarian is a newer term that describes classical liberals. So the term liberal used to be more a very much more libertarian kind of term. And you're right. It has been debased over time, as has anarchist and a number of other terms. I mean, what you're observing is correct. I'm not sure what you want us to say about it.
It's reprehensible.
Yes.
And we lost. Or at least it's getting real close to a loss.
Well, it's also.
I actually just picked this up out of the Road to Serfdom. It's basically by my little intro to Liberty. I recently attended the Liberty Forum and met a lot of great people and kind of started fully getting into this. But moving forward, I just realized we have a lot of struggles with talking to people that aren't indoctrinated into the language. It's very quick to lose someone to a conspiracy theory or something else. They just run off on a tangent and look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah, I mean, certainly language is very important. Choosing your words are very important, which is why I will not allow myself to be labeled an anarchist. I mean, it doesn't even make me feel comfortable hearing that term, because I know what popular culture and the news media have done with that term. I mean, I think that there's just been a lot of damage done to these terms, and it's best that we just leave them at the side of the road and embrace new ones, like voluntarist, which I think is much more recent, and it doesn't have the baggage associated with it.
Capitalism's got a real beating out there, too.
Yeah.
Well, the voluntarist thing might get destroyed by national service now, though.
Yeah, that's true. How about consensualist? How about that one? I like that one.
Okay, you got to keep the words coming faster than they can...
Keep choosing new ones for yourself as they attempt to debase them. I mean, a libertarian is the most recent one to go, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's going.
It's, well, yeah, it is going.
It hasn't gone.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've got people that are claiming to be libertarians nowadays who are basically within the typical political structure. They're a Republican or a Democrat, but they want to define themselves a little more differently than the average Republican or Democrat. So they'll claim to be, well, I'm libertarian on that issue, when they're not even really even taking a libertarian position, or I'm more of a civil libertarian.
I'll take I'm libertarian on that issue because it means that you're for freedom.
Doesn't always, though.
But if you can say, well, I'm glad you're for freedom on that issue, and then you go into whatever it is you're going to say.
Yeah, I've even seen situations where that person who says I'm libertarian on that issue is actually made to look bad by the others, almost like it's planned or staged.
Hmm.
Could be.
As in, planned to debase it even further?
Yes. In other words, making it, framing the whole situation as if their libertarian stance on it is stupid or it's not appropriate for that situation. Have you witnessed much of that?
I'm sure it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with people like various different talk show hosts out there that claim up and down that, oh, well, I'm kind of a libertarian at heart, and then they go on to advocate bombing people all around the world.
So obviously not in soul, just in heart.
Right. Exactly. So what other thoughts do you have for us tonight, Keith?
Well, I was actually curious. Are you guys familiar with the Missouri Information Analysis Center?
Yes.
I guess a recent report actually labeled liberty activists, Ron Paul supporters, and libertarians as domestic terrorists or militias.
It's the same stuff that's been going on for a long time. Somebody trotted out a report from some federal government agency from like 1998 that basically did the exact same thing. They love to just lump all of the liberty-minded people in together with bigots. That's one of the things they did very effectively in this report, was made us all look like a bunch of white separatists, which is, of course, absolutely not the case. As anybody who's at the Liberty Forum knows.
There's also a training video from FEMA from July of 2001, where the instructor was basically telling everyone that the founding fathers were terrorists. Have you seen that one?
Right, and if you find if you find somebody with a constitution, look out, that kind of thing.
Yeah, watch out, they could be a terrorist.
Right.
Yeah.
A person with a constitution of the United States of America could be a terrorist.
Or if you just start talking about the
Constitution. Who's a terrorist now? If you're looking out for people with constitutions and thinking that they're terrorists, who might be the terrorists?
The inmates are running the prison. That's what's happening.
No doubt about it. Keith, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Eric is in the Ukraine. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Eric?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hello. Sir. Wow, amazing. It's really amazing. I just called you for the first time here, ever, from Kiev, on can you hear me?
Yeah, sounds great.
Very well.
Okay, great. It's the first time I've called, I've been using this Yahoo phone for a long time, but I've listened to Alex Jones and everything for the last, like, maybe 2 years. My wife, she's going crazy, because that's all she hears, and what happened to me, let me just, very quick story. I moved to Germany in 1990, then in 1995 to the States, and I kind of saw how everybody was becoming paranoid. And I live in Europe. It's so great over there. It's so free. And then I moved to Prague in 2000, and now I live in Kiev. I've lived here since 2004. And there's so much more freedom over here.
When you say there's more freedom in the Ukraine, what do you mean? You're comparing
not
to the United
Ukraine,
States.
All of Eastern Europe, even Europe. I mean,
give me an idea.
Really
give me
like
some tangible
Union
examples
thing
of what you mean.
Well, for example, the police don't even look at you. I've been stopped. When I lived in the States, the police will stop you because they look at your car.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, Jesus, it's just so strange because I had a lot of things to say and you answered so quick. It was like I called and 2 minutes later I'm talking to you.
Well, we can put you back on hold if it'll make you feel better. You can collect your thoughts.
Yeah. Ask me some questions.
Okay, right, well, one of them was differences. I mean, you said the cops don't look at you over there, that they're not as
suspicious.
Okay,
what about
suspicious bribery?
Okay, the first time I got to Prague was in, I was actually living in Germany. I went to Prague in 1990 with my mom. We drove in there. The first thing, the police stopped us and asked us for 12 Deutsche Marks. And I thought that was bad. But then I moved to Prague in 2000, and so many times I got stopped from friends, with friends in the car.
Now we are going to put you back on hold. We'll find out the rest of your story here in moments about the cops. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. You dial toll-free 800-259-9231. He says that Eastern Europe is more free than the United States. We'll find out more.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today toll-free at 877 877- 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, the features we give to you. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com for all of that. And all of that includes archives. So you get an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. All at freetalklive.com.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car classic runs Saturday, March the 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile 1 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open Wednesday, March the 18th.
Started today. That's today.
That's right. It's open. It's open now, and this is the last time we're reading it. If you want to go see this really fun event that I had a great time at, I recommend it if you're anywhere in the Florida area.
You said it was like the biggest party you'd ever seen. I mean, it was crazy.
Really was. And that infield is insane. Now, I've never been to a NASCAR race or anything like that, so I don't have a frame of reference, but it was really something.
I've never been
to the
either.
Big event's Saturday. It's the 12 Hours of Sebring, and you can get ticket information by visiting SebringRaceway.com. That's SebringRaceway.com.
I remember when you were telling me about how just crazy it was. It made me want to go. I never had ever wanted to go to a race in my whole life.
Right. I'm not a race fan. Believe me. I didn't know who was winning most of the time because the cars are, you know, this huge, I don't know, 5 mile long track. I don't even know how long this track is. Mm. It's long. And the cars are several laps ahead of others. I had no idea. But I had a darn good time. I remember that the rest of my life.
And those scantily dressed female NASCAR type fans just jumping up and down with not much on.
You were there?
No, but I can imagine.
All right, we continue. Happening. Eric is in the Ukraine. He was telling us a few moments ago that, in his opinion, from his observations, the Eastern Europe region is more free than the United States. You're giving us some examples. We kind of had to interrupt your story to go to the break there. So, Eric, if you will continue, you had told us, number one, that the police are just... they just act differently. They don't suspect people for driving beat-up cars and things like that. And you'd mentioned that the first time you went into to Prague, that they asked you for 12 Prague. They asked you for $12, and you gave it to them.
Well, that was the beginning of my experience, because I live in America. I'm from San Francisco, And I met this nice German girl, and she invited me over to Bavaria. So I went there to Germany. And I lived in Germany, and I was in Prague. We went to Prague. My mom came to visit me, and we went to Prague, and they immediately asked us for 12 Deutsche Marks, about $8, right? They just lined up the cars, and I thought, that's bribery. That's bad, you know?
For the call, and thank you for that. Now, that's actually the first time we get to try the dump box out,
yeah,
so I have no idea of knowing if the board operator actually ended up hitting the dump. I wonder how we'll be able to confirm that.
I
guess
you
can just shoot me an instant message. But, yep, can't do that. I don't know if you could do that on European radio. Maybe you can. It's certainly possible. They're a little more liberal
over there, right?
Now they're a little more liberal about such social things over there. I mean, they've got sex on television at nighttime in a way that, you know, Americans could only imagine, from what I understand. I've never actually been there to see that myself. Estonia has been being lauded for how well they've been doing since breaking apart from the old Soviet Union. I mean, the former Soviet states are having a variety of different experiences, and Estonia is doing the best. I think they slashed their income tax, was it? And they did slash some taxes there in Estonia, and it really did a lot to spur economic growth. And so I think that there is some real truth to his claims.
Yeah, the other thing is, about a month and a half ago, Vladimir Putin made a speech. I think it was in Switzerland, and I forgot the name of the city they all meet in, but he basically chastised the Western countries for moving more towards socialism. He says, "Didn't you learn anything from the Soviet Union?" He said, "You should be going back towards free enterprise. What are you thinking about?" And I thought that was pretty interesting that somebody who was a former KGB head is telling the West that they better, you know, smarten up.
While we're talking about international issues, Wayne, you brought something in tonight about Madagascar, which is, of course, a fairly large island nation down in Africa.
Yeah, about 20 million people there. I guess there's a lot of anti-government protests going on there, and the troops have defied orders to put down the opposition protests. About two Sundays ago, the depth of the crisis at the level of social discontent in Madagascar directly affected a group of soldiers of the Army Corps of Personnel and Administrative and Technical Services who had been ordered to move against protesters on the streets. The soldiers refused to obey the orders to fire on the people and repress anti-government demonstrators.
That's great.
Yeah, following this, they then declared they would not obey the government's order. As one rebel soldier stated, "We no longer take orders from our hierarchy. We are following our hearts. We were trained to protect the property and citizens of the people. I'm sorry, we had the property and citizens, not to fire at people. We are with the people."
Hmm.
The soldiers at the camp, Camp Capsit military camp on the outskirts of the capital of Madagascar, prepared their line of defense.
What is the capital of Madagascar?
It's called Antananarivo.
Okay.
I skipped over it because I didn't feel like trying to pronounce that stupid thing. Prepared their lines of defense as they were expecting an attack on the part of the presidential guard. These dramatic events remind us of Bertolt Brecht's poem, "General, Your Tank is a Powerful Vehicle," which goes like this. "It smashes down forests and crushes 100 men, but it has one defect. Needs a driver. General, your bomber is powerful. It flies faster than a storm and carries more than an elephant, but it has one defect. It needs a mechanic. General, man is very useful. He can fly and he can kill, but he has one defect. He can think." These soldiers of Madagascar,
they're working on remedying those problems.
You're right, but they still need somebody to program them and fix them. These soldiers in Madagascar are being forced to think by events. As they say, they were trained to defend the people, not shoot on them. Now they face the wrath of the ruling class and its officer caste.
Well, I say this bodes well. I mean, I don't know how heavy the indoctrination is there in Madagascar, but if the Madagascarian troops can refuse to follow bad orders, hopefully we'll see that when it gets bad enough here in this country, when, as we know, the U.S. military has been ordered to send, was it 20,000 or 30,000 troops into the United States? So troops that have been battle hardened over in Iraq are coming to the United States for a tour of duty, and they will be putting them into the streets. In fact, I've got a story that ties in to the troops actually being in the streets here. They're going to be ordered to do things, and some of them may be very, very unconstitutional orders. And we know that these troops are more than willing to follow unconstitutional orders if it means killing brown people around the world, and I think that's bad, and certainly we've talked out against that enough on this show.
But there's a demonization process that happens, an indoctrination process, where they're the bad people, they're evil. So,
and that'll happen when they're instructed to fire on Americans, and they may be instructed to fire on those evil liberty-loving Americans toting around their constitutions.
Terrorists.
These people are trying to overthrow the government, so we need to put a stop to it. I think there are going to be some soldiers who do follow these orders, these unconstitutional orders, because we did see after Hurricane Katrina when the National Guardsmen were going around, they were confiscating firearms from people. Now, that's not firing on people, but it is obviously violating the Constitution, and they should know better than that, but they don't. I don't think they teach the Constitution to these guys when they go into the military. So they swear to it, but they don't really know what they're swearing to.
If they do teach it, they teach it in the manner that they choose to teach it.
Yeah, and so I think this is good news, Wayne, in that it bodes well for troops having the ability to say no and to refuse to do terrible things to their own people. I hope that we have the same fortune, and I hope we have the same luck here in the United States. I feel kind of negatively about the situation here just because the indoctrination is just so complete and so effective. And these guys do want to get their paychecks.
For now. For now, though.
Yeah. Maybe it will. Maybe they will back down at the correct hour and we can avoid a bloodbath, because I hope that we can do everything we possibly can to avoid violence on these guys' parts.
I agree.
Now, there is, again, news about the U.S. Army being in the streets of Alabama. Apparently, they're now investigating themselves to see why that happened. The Army is claiming they don't know how troops ended up in the streets of Fort Rucker, Alabama, from Fort Rucker into the town of Sampson, Alabama, during a murder spree. We will come back and explain that to you here in moments. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away, and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Ian Wade.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And also need to tell you that if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show. What we do is we buy things like advertising, like in Talkers Magazine. We have a half-page ad that we purchase every month or so, and that helps brand us to the people in the radio industry. We'll be going to Talkers New Media Seminar this year, which is a convention they have once a year in New York City. And, in fact, there are plans in the works to have Free Talk Live purchase the sponsorship for the name badges, which is the first time we've ever done any sort of sponsoring of the event. I probably could have afforded it last year, with the amount that we had for AMP last year, but I didn't feel quite comfortable with it, so I put it off, and this year I talked to the guys over at Talkers, and we're going to do it, and it's...
And that means that that Free Talk Live and the website, pd.freetalklive.com, is going to appear on every name badge that everyone is going to wear around the whole time, right next to their name. So
all the big shots, everybody will see Free Talk Live, and
right, the big shots in the industry, the ones that would normally be buying this name tag sponsorship, now it's our name there.
Yeah, exactly. So it really shows, essentially, this is not going to result in people banging down our door to add the show, but what it will do is it will show credibility. It will show that Free Talk Live has made it. You know, we are now big enough to where we can afford, it's not cheap, to where we can afford to buy these name badge sponsorships. And it's basically just us flashing how successful we are at this particular event.
After all, freedom sells.
It's selling to you guys, and it's because of the amplifiers that we can do these things. It's because of the amplifiers that we can even attend these forums, that we can attend these conventions, and it's because of the amplifiers that we can afford to do this kind of industry advertising that really helps raise the level of recognition that Free Talk Live gets. And I've talked to Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, and he's told me that I'll have another speaking role in this year's event. They brought me in for a panel discussion last year. I don't know what he has in mind this time out. I don't know if it's going to be both of us or just me. But
I suspect it'll be just you.
I don't know. Maybe they'll put me in the talk radio Rumble. That would be a lot of fun.
Rumble!
He knows I want that.
Yeah. We'll have to put some weight on you and get you in the gym for a few weeks.
Oh, no. They just sit down at a table. And it's like a panel discussion, but with a bunch of talk show hosts. Can you imagine me being in that?
And Man Cow swallows the mic.
Oh, Man Cow? Yeah.
Shave your head.
So that'll be I usually do cut my hair before I go.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that could be a lot of fun. And it's all because of the amplifier. So if you want to help us out, if you want to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, just go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up for as little as $3 a month, and we will reinvest that money back into the show. Plus, there are alternative payment options if you don't have a credit card or something like that. The usual way to do it is with credit card or PayPal, but there are some other ways to do to get money to us. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board, get perks like access to the amp only call in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Plus, coming up after the show tonight, we are going to, if you're listening to the internet stream at freetalklive.com, you'll hear a bonus segment. I think we've got an interview to do, and we may take some phone calls as well, so we're going to do an extended edition internet only tonight after the program.
And it's not internet only. It's going to go to the podcast, too. I guess that's
internet only.
Okay.
1-800-259-9231. As we continue here, the story is from CNSnews.com. The U.S. Army has now launched an inquiry into how and why active duty troops from Fort Rucker, Alabama, came to be placed on the streets of Sampson, Alabama, during last week's murder spree in that tiny South Alabama community. The use of the troops was a possible violation of federal law. According to the spokesman for U.S. Army training, he says on March 10th, after a report of an apparent mass murder in Sampson, 22 military police soldiers from Fort Rucker, along with a provost marshal, don't know what that is, were sent to the city of Sampson. And the purpose for sending the military police, the authority for doing so, and what duties they performed is the subject of an ongoing commander's inquiry, directed by the commanding general of the U.S. Army Training and Doctrine Command. In addition to determining the facts, this inquiry will also determine whether law, regulation, and policy were followed. Until those facts are determined, it would be inappropriate to speculate or comment further. And I wonder what they're going to find out, because didn't they basically get rid of Posse Comitatus with the Military Commissions Act?
Yeah, that's what I thought. That was the first thing that I thought.
Supposedly it was gutted, but if it was gutted, maybe there's still a little bit of a skeleton.
Something's intact,
left.
Do you think?
Who knows?
I don't know.
In principle, it's all wrong anyway, as you know.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if this comes back, and I don't know, if we miss the story and we don't update you on it, call us on it and let us know. But it'll be interesting to see if this comes back and the Army says, well, we reviewed what happened in Fort whatever it was, Sampson, Alabama, and looks like everything was by the book. There's no more Posse Comitatus. We were worried there for a moment, but it looks like everything's okay with having troops in the streets. So this could be the first kind of testing the waters. Okay, we've put them out there. Let's check this now after the fact and see if it was legal. And they'll come back probably and say it was. That's my prediction, at least.
The Provost Marshal is the officer in the armed forces who's in charge of the military police.
Yeah, and they probably also want to see what the public reaction is, too.
Sure, they're exactly testing the waters, and then they'll do it again if they get away with it this time.
A little farther or a lot farther.
Before you know it, they'll be setting up military checkpoints. I mean, these guys are literally in the street. There's a picture in the story here. They're standing in the road.
Yeah, you feel like you're in South America or something.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
Europe, too. I've been there. They have, military guys in the streets.
Oh, yeah, and you were talking about the guy who was calling earlier was saying that Europe was so much more free than the United States. And then during the break, one of you guys is talking about how Europe is looking at mandating the size of vegetables being grown.
Well, the European Union. And actually, he did give a disclaimer about the EU. He didn't like the EU either.
Oh, really? Okay.
But he's in Eastern Europe.
That's different. Are they in the European Union?
I don't think that's the country that he is. But even if they
were. Ukraine?
Yeah, Ukraine. I don't think they're a member of the
Ukraine.
EU. Yeah, but the EU, all the EU nations are using the euro, and the EU bureaucrats are totally out of control. They're legislating every other week on some stupid thing, like trying to regulate the amount of salt in German and salt bread, and the size and shape of fruits and vegetables. And now they've just banned the use of Miss and Mrs. in sportsmen.
Oh,
and
that was
statesmen.
What it was.
Because they say that the names are sexist, so you can't use those names anymore.
In what context can you not use them?
That's at all.
Period?
They're saying you can't use them by leaders of the European Union because they...
By leaders? So if you're a government official, you cannot use those?
Evidently, they're saying because they're not politically correct.
I see.
You can't use them. So that's telling me that it starts there, of course, and then that's how the brainwashing begins. Even the word... And one politician actually, who was opposed to it, said that pretty soon you won't be able to use the word man or woman anymore.
Who knows? It's crazy. So yes, according to Bile from blogofbile.com, they did repeal the Posse Comitatus Act.
Yes.
And that's probably what they're going to find out. These bureaucrats that put the troops out into the streets, maybe they knew that, maybe they didn't. They're pretending like they, oh, well, how did this happen? How did these troops get out of the streets? We better investigate this. What will they end up finding out? Only time will tell. Jim Strominger, a dispatcher at the Samson Police Department, confirmed the MP's presence in the town, telling CNSNews.com that the troops came in to help with traffic control and to secure the crime scene. And the department was glad for the help. Of course they are. Of course, what government bureaucracy is going to talk out against the military? What sheriff? I mean, there may be a handful of them out there, maybe the more liberty-oriented ones, but what sheriff is going to turn down extra troops that he doesn't have to pay for?
Well, it all ends up leading to a national police force.
Strominger said, we were getting a lot of calls. They weren't here to police. Let me make that clear. They were here to help with traffic and to control the crime scene so people wouldn't trample all over
it. That's not policing.
Strominger said the town needed help. Calls had gone out to all the police departments in the area. He told CNS News that we only have a 5-man police department. We had officers from surrounding areas helping out. There were a lot of streets to be blocked off, and there had to be someone physically there to block them off. That's what these MPs were doing. I don't think they were even armed. The troops helped keep nosy people away. But Strominger said it wasn't the Samson Police Department that called for the troops. He says, I don't know who called Fort Rucker, but someone did. They wouldn't have been able to come if someone hadn't. The troops were apparently not deployed by request of the Alabama governor or by the request of President Obama, as allegedly required by law. When contacted by CNS News, the governor's office could not confirm that the governor had requested help from the Army, and the spokesman expressed surprise when he was told that troops were sent to the town. Wrongful use of federal troops inside U.S. borders is a violation of several federal laws, including one known as the Posse Comitatus Act.
Which
we're being told,
isn't a federal law.
Right, we're being told that was repealed. Whoever, except in cases and under circumstances expressly authorized by the Constitution or Act of Congress, willfully uses any part of the Army or Air Force as a posse comitatus or otherwise to execute the law shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 2 years or both. That's what the law states. But again, as the claim is here, that law doesn't exist anymore. So if it does exist and it's still being enforced, then someone should be brought up on charges. But if not, then this is the first of many times we will begin to see American troops occupying American streets. Prepare.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Mooney, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back.